And I also, at the time, even though, like, I kind of knew I wasn't going to date this guy, I kind of thought that I was the only person that he was talking to. Because he had also run his little mouth and told, like, all of our, like, mutual friends that he was obsessed with me, in love with me, like, blah, 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 when he first met me. So I was like, okay, like, he's wrapped around my finger. He's not talking to anybody else. Delusional. Literally, like, that's so delusional of me. Hi guys, what's up? How are you? Welcome back to 20 something podcast. If you don't know who I am, I'm Carly Lang. This is my podcast. I'm the host. Welcome to my world. I have extensive notes today. I have the microphone next to me. Last time I filmed in the car, I was holding it, but I absolutely hate the sounds that happen when I'm holding the microphone as opposed to having it sit. I did test having it next to me and it sounded pretty much the same. So we're gonna rock with this. We're gonna see how it goes. I'm filming at the beach, so if you see people driving around, pay no mind. Welcome to episode 7. These people just like pulled up and parked right next to me like this. Like, I knew they were gonna park next to me too. Like, I could feel that in my soul when they were pulling up. Yes, yes, yes. They're going away. Sorry, I just hate having people like on top of me when I'm trying to record. Welcome to episode 7. Today's topic is a topic that I've really wanted to get into for a while. I'm gonna be talking about my most embarrassing dating stories. I recently made a TikTok about this, actually. It was the trend that's like things that I let guys do to me but I still stayed. And I thought, like, in my heart and soul, I thought that that video was gonna go viral, because some of the shit that has happened to me is just beyond this world, beyond explanation. You would not be able to believe. So I made a TikTok about it and it literally got no views, which is fine. I was just really confused because I was like, do people not care? Which people very well could just not care. But here I am. I wanted to do a full episode on some dating stories from my dating life. Even though I'm only 20 years old, I have been dating since I was like 13, 14. I've been through so much when it comes to my love life. I am currently in a relationship. My boyfriend and I have been dating for a year now. He's not allowed to listen to this episode. Well, not that he's not allowed. Like, hi, Trey, if you're listening. You can listen at your discretion. My boyfriend is, like, not a super jealous person, but he is protective of me, and I feel like if he listens to some of this stuff, he's gonna be like, dude, what the fuck? But also, he does know most of what I'm about to talk about. So, who knows? I wanted to talk about some of these stories, though, because I feel like dating, and dating in college especially, is really tricky. It's so embarrassing. There were so many situations that I ended up in, and looking back, I'm like, oh my god, like, I could not have handled that worse. And I feel like that happens to a lot of people. And I feel like I get a lot of questions on my advice surrounding dating in college, and I do want to do a full episode on that. I just don't exactly know like what my points of advice are yet. So for this week, we're just gonna be talking about my biggest dating fails, and I have a lot of them, so literally buckle up. I hope this isn't like a crazy long episode, but we're not doing pop culture this week. Sorry guys, not that much has been happening in pop culture. I kind of also have just been super busy, so I'm not like following along with things that are going on. But I just also have too much to say. I have way too many stories to tell today, so we're gonna skip right over pop culture. I did want to remind you guys to submit to our Google form in our bio if you want advice, have a topic, or just want to tell me a story. So look in our Instagram bio. Our Instagram is 20smthingpod, I think. I don't know. You'll find it. It's linked in the description below. As far as my week goes, just to catch you guys up, I had a pretty good week. I had a lot of schoolwork to do. This weekend, my boyfriend and I drove to his hometown for Easter, and his family brought us out to a little brunch, which was super cute, super fun. One of my best friends and roommate's birthdays was last weekend, and that was super fun celebrating her. Hi, Sophia. I love you. Happy 21st. And speaking of 21sts, my birthday is coming up in 3 weeks. my birthday is April 23rd. I am a Taurus, as if it's, like, not painstakingly obvious. I do feel like I give very much Taurus energy. If you want to know my like, full chart, maybe I'll talk about it, but I'm a Taurus sun, Leo rising, and Aquarius moon. And I feel like those all just make sense. One of my best friends always tells me that, like, I just emulate my big three, like, perfectly. Like, it just really lines up. Really adds up. But yeah, that's me. I forget my other placements, but I know I have an Aries Venus, which is, like, hot. But my week was good. I hope that you guys had a good week. I'm actually kind of nervous to get into this. If any of my exes or ex-situationships are watching this, I kind of hope you're not, but hi, sorry. You should be scared. Literally none of my exes are safe. Like, and here's the thing. I feel like I can tell these stories and talk about these situations because at the end of the day, I'm not lying. These are things that legitimately happened to me and they're my stories to tell. If I name any names, I'm going to replace them with other names. But I'm going to try to keep names out of it as a whole unless I really need to, like, explain something. But you definitely wouldn't be able to figure out who any of these are about. Unless you know me personally, which a lot of you do. So if you want to guess and text me and be like, is this about this person? Maybe I'll tell you. But before we get into it, don't forget to subscribe to this YouTube channel if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening on audio, we're available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Like us, rate us. I love you. All that shit really helps. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Guys, we have TikTok. We have TikTok now. And I post clips. Our TikTok and Instagram are literally the same, but follow us on there. And follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Kylie.Lang. And follow me on TikTok. If it's not, like, painstakingly obvious, I am trying to grow on TikTok. The number one thing that helps me on there is engagement. So if you guys are listening to this, next time you see my TikToks, comment on them. I will kiss you on the mouth. So many people will, like, in person be like, oh my god, I see your TikToks all the time. And I'm like, why aren't you in my comments then? Why aren't you in my comments then? I want to be friends. I want to build a little community on there. I'm trying to grow my platform. And that's the thing that, like, helps me the most. So, I don't know. Not to beg and plead. But if you want to leave a comment or two on my TikTok, feel free. Okay. We're going to be getting into it. I'm really scared. So, the first story that I'm going to tell is one of the most probably significant things that has ever happened to me in college. I actually won an award for this, for, like, most embarrassing story. Because it's that bad. My freshman year of college, I was a very different person than I am today. When I came to college, I kind of just wanted to, like, really figure out who I was. I wanted to go out a lot. I wanted to meet new people, make new friends. I wanted to hook up with whoever I wanted to hook up with. I was going out with one of my friends. We were at a party, and it was just the two of us. After this, I kind of learned that going out with just one other person is a very risky game. Because say that person is hooking up with someone, you're kind of left alone. And that's exactly what happened to me in this situation. I was at a frat party. I was with one of my best friends at the time. And she was hooking up with this guy at the time. And that was fine. Like, totally happy for her. But pretty much the whole night, she was, like, with this guy. And I was a freshman. There were other people at the party that I knew that I was, like, hanging out with, talking to. But I kind of felt, like, alone. I was like, oh my god, I'm scared. And this guy comes up to me. He was a junior at the time, and I don't know how to put this, but he was, like, a very well-known person and a familiar face to a lot of people, but I did not know this. So he comes up to me and starts a conversation with me. I don't remember at all what was said, but a little while goes by, I'm dancing with him, I end up kissing him, whatever. So I find my friend who's with the guy that she's hooking up with, and the guys are like, hey, like, why don't you come back to the house after the party, like, come hang out with us, whatever. So I'm like, okay, I'll go back. And we get a ride back to their frat on campus with them. I don't really remember the exact scenario that this happened in, but basically I was alone in this guy's room with him for a little while, and at some point, like, I was just fooling around. I was not of sound mind, and I stood up on his coffee table that he had in his room, and I was just, like, standing, like, dancing on top of the coffee table and looking down, like, at him, right? And he literally, like, had, I think he had his hands, like, on my waist, but somehow I twisted my ankle and I, like, just fell over onto the floor. And he, like, didn't catch me. And he looks and he goes, oh my god. And immediately, like, just helps me up. And he was like, are you okay? And I was like, ah, my ankle feels, like, really weird. And I had sprained my ankle before. I had sprained my ankle in high school, funnily enough, by walking into a fridge. I, like, walked into a fridge and fell over. But I knew what a sprained ankle felt like. And in that moment, I was like, I think I just sprained my ankle again. They say that once you sprain an ankle, it's easier to sprain your ankle again. But I actually sprained a completely different ankle. So I've sprained both of my ankles at this point. I'm absolutely terrified that this is going to happen to me again at some point. But, yeah. I had to get carried out of the house by my friend and brought home. I literally could not walk. Like, I was limping so bad. It was so embarrassing. Like, I was just trying to have fun. It's, like, October of my freshman year. I really don't even know that many people. I was so embarrassed. And I went to bed that night. I remember thinking, like, God, I hope when I wake up in the morning, like, this has just, like, fixed itself and it doesn't hurt as bad. Of course, that's, like, not at all what happened. I woke up the next morning and my foot was huge. Literally huge. I've never seen anything like it. Even my first sprained ankle wasn't that bad. I was freaking out. My roommate was freaking out. This guy ended up texting me the next morning, and he was like, I can take you to the doctor if you want, like, I'll bring you breakfast, whatever, which was, like, nice of him, but I also was just so embarrassed, and I kind of, at that point, I was like, I think I'm, like, kind of into this guy, but also I'm just so embarrassed about what happened, like, I kind of never want to see him again, so I said no, and spoiler alert, I did end up seeing him again, but not really relevant to the story. I said no. My roommate went to, like, on-campus health services with me. She had to, like, help me walk there. And I got a little cast. A little boot on my foot. And they did x-rays of my ankle. Come to find out, this is literally how I found out that I have an extra bone in my foot. And the, like, doctor x-ray specialist guy, he was looking at my scans and he was like, can I show this to my class? Because I guess he was, like, a TA or a professor or something, and I was like, yeah, knock yourself out. Like, so my foot got shown to, like, a college class. Because I guess, like, that bone in my foot was so rare, he was like, it'd be so good to show them, like, an actual x-ray up close of this. Just wild. Absolutely wild. But yeah, I ended up having this boot on for, I don't even know how long. Until my ankle healed, but basically word got around because everyone knew this guy of what happened, and I literally was the girl that broke her ankle at this frat, and for a while, like, that's how a lot of people knew me, which was just so embarrassing. But I ended up telling this story sometime to, like, my entire sorority chapter, and I, like, literally won a prize because everyone was like, that's so embarrassing. Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing. It was a pretty weird way to start off my college experience, especially because it didn't even happen during a party. It's not like I was doing anything worthwhile. I was literally dancing on a coffee table because I was, like, flirting with some guy and I thought it was cute. Absolutely ridiculous. And what made it even worse was that the next morning after this all went down, the guy texted me and he was like, by the way, like, I have your nipple covers. I left my nipple pasties in his room. I left my nipple pasties on his coffee table. Who does that? Like, my life, like, at that point could not have gotten any worse. I was like, okay, this is a low point for me. It can only go up from here. But at the same point, I also felt like a badass. Kind of. No, I didn't. I'm lying. It was actually so embarrassing. Moving on to the next one. This is about a completely different guy. This was also my freshman year. I, like I said, was deeply engaged in hookup culture and just wanting to mess around with whoever I wanted to. And there was a night that my roommate was leaving for the night, and there was this guy that I was talking to on Tinder, and I was like, oh, I'll invite him over, like, we'll watch a movie or something. And I had told my suite mate at the time, and my suite mates were the two girls that lived directly in the room next to us, and we shared a bathroom with them. And those girls were, like, also some of my best friends. And I told one of my suite mates, I was like, hey, this guy's coming over. Like, if anything goes wrong, I'll let you know. Because, you know, like, as a girl, you always let your friend know that you're going to have a date. And you're like, if I need to get out of this situation, text me and tell me there's an emergency. So that's kind of the deal that I had with her. But I honestly didn't think that anything was going to go wrong because this guy seemed, like, relatively normal. And I invite this guy over. I don't even remember his name. He shows up, and immediately I was like, I've been catfished. And he wasn't even ugly, it was just that, like, he looked nothing like his pictures. And not only that, he had, like, the thickest accent. He was, like, I think from Italy. I just wasn't expecting it. Like, something about it, I was just like, wait, this isn't what I expected. Like, this is not who I thought I was talking to on Tinder. And he wasn't even bad looking, but also, like, we were looking at each other like eye level, like he was my height. And I just, like, immediately I was like, I am not feeling this, but I'm too nice. And I wasn't gonna turn him away at my door, and I was like, ah, come in. And I was like, whatever, I'll just, like, chill with this guy, watch a movie, tell him I'm not into him, and he'll leave. But then I got scared. So I think we put on literally, like, John Mulaney. And I was sitting there watching it, and we were literally, like, sitting on my bed. Like, I was sitting up. Like, wasn't really trying to, like, cuddle with this guy. I was like, how do I get myself out of the situation? And he puts his arm around me, and immediately I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. I actually hate... I would have never done this today. There's so much value in just being honest when you're dating someone. And just being like, hey, listen... I'm not really feeling this, like, would love to be friends, though. I very easily could have done that, like, immediately. But instead, I texted my suite mate, and I was like, oh my god, can I please come into your room for a second? Like, bah. So, I tell him I'm going to the bathroom. I get up, I go into my suite mate's room, and I explain, I'm like, I'm just, like, really not into this guy, I'm not feeling it, I don't know what to do, like, do I be honest with him, do I make something up, do I tell him that there's an emergency, and she's like, tell him that my grandma died. Which is kind of ironic, because literally, like, 2 weeks prior to this, my grandma had died. So I was like, oh, easy, okay, I can do that. I walk back into the room, and I had her text me and be like, can you please come in here? And I said, I'm so sorry, like, my suite mate, like, needs me to come in her room, like, I don't know what's going on. And then I go in her room, take a deep breath, and I come back. I don't even think that it was, like, that long. I was so nervous to walk back into this room. It felt like light years. I walk back into the room, and I look at this kid, and I go, I'm so sorry, like, my suite mate's grandma just died. I'm literally going to hell for this. And he was like, oh, like, that sucks. Like, do you want to get back to John Mulaney? And I said, no, like, she's crying. Like, I really think I should just, like, be with her. I feel terrible, but I think you need to leave. And he gave me, like, such a hard time. He was like, are you serious? And I was like, yes. Yes, I am. So he finally gets up to leave, and I was apologizing. I think, like, he could tell that I was probably lying, but I was like, I'm so sorry, like, I just, like, she's one of my best friends, I really need to be with her, like, we'll reschedule for another time, like, it was so nice meeting you. And I'm walking him, like, out to my door, and my dorm door is, like, open, like, wide open. He's standing at my door, and I'm like, okay, bye. And then he goes, wait, hang on. And he leans in and goes to kiss me. And I literally, I kid you not, this is what I did. I went like this. Yeah. And, like, put my hands, like, above my mouth so that he, like, couldn't. It was just so awkward and so uncomfortable, because then, in that moment, he knew that, like, I wasn't into him, and that I was, like, asking him to leave. I think he knew that, like, I was making something up and, like, trying to get him to leave because I didn't want to kiss him. And forget what he said after. He was just kind of like, oh, damn. And then he left. And then I blocked him. Which is so terrible and so cruel, but I'm sorry. I just, like, I was awkward and I was kind of selfish and kind of a bad person. And I was too scared to just explain to this kid that I just simply, like, was not into him. And it wasn't even, like, anything about him. He seemed like a really nice person. It's not that he had, like, a weird accent or anything. He just, like, wasn't what I was expecting. And it just kind of threw me off. And I just wasn't attracted to him. Like, in person, I just was not attracted to him. And I very easily could have just said that. But instead, I chose to make up this, like, convoluted scenario where he had to leave. And it was just so obvious that, like, that's what I was doing. And I feel bad about it to this day. But I never saw him again. So a majority of these stories are from my freshman year. Okay, I'm so sorry. This story is going to be a little TMI. This story is going to be so TMI. But I have to tell it. Like, I have to. Basically, I was staying over at this guy's house who I was talking to for a while. And I ended up, like, bleeding on his bed. Which, by itself, is, like, embarrassing enough. If that's ever happened to you, like, my heart literally dropped. I was like, holy shit, this is so embarrassing. He was super nice about it. Like, didn't care. But I thought that I had just, like, gotten my period. Throughout the rest of that day, I realized that I had this, like, weird itching sensation in there, and I was getting really concerned, and I didn't really know what to do. Of course, I'm a freshman. I'm all alone. I told my friends. None of them, like, knew what to do. They were like, wait, so, like, you thought you got your period, but now, like, something doesn't feel right down there, and I was in so much pain. I kid you not, like, nothing has ever itched in the same way that I itched down there. But it hurt at the same time. Like, I felt like a sting, kind of. And I ended up telling my mom. I ended up calling my mom and being like, I don't know what to do. This also was all happening in the middle of a blizzard. Like, not an intense blizzard, but it was, like, snowing. I ended up calling health services on my campus, and I was like, can I please come in? Like, here's what's going on. I don't know why. This is literally, like, enraging me. This itch won't stop, and it's so painful. So they ended up having to call the off-site gynecologist who normally would only come in on Wednesdays to campus. She dropped everything that she was doing to come to campus on a Sunday just for me because I was in that much pain. She was such an angel and such a saint for doing that, but she came to campus, like, during a snowstorm just for this one girl whose cooch was itching. I go to health services, I'm in the exam room, and this poor doctor was like, are you sure, like, this was consensual? And I was like, yeah, why? And she's, like, looking down there, and she goes, I haven't seen anything this bad in, like, a while. And I'm like, girl, what are you talking about? I'm getting so nervous. And she looks at me and she goes, you have a rip in your cervix. Basically, like, the cervix is, like, the uppermost part of the vagina, like, the entrance to the uterus. And I had, like, a massive friction cut inside of my vaginal canal. That is crazy. That is crazy. So the doctor tells me that, like, this can happen from friction. She tells me that this guy, like, whatever he was doing, essentially, like, ripped the skin inside of my uterus. And she was like, listen, like, it will heal itself in a couple days, but this is gonna itch. And she was like, I can't imagine, like, how much pain you're in right now. And I was like, yeah. So I had to be put on, like, a very intense steroid, and they gave me this little cream, and then I was put, I'm not even kidding you, I was put on bed rest for 2 days over the course of Valentine's Day. And I ended up telling this kid when I saw him again, I was like, oh, like, by the way, like, this is what happened. And he started crying. He, like, started crying. He was like, I'm so sorry. It was just kind of awkward. And I was like, it's totally fine. Oh, wait, I forgot that the day that this happened was also the day that I went to the doctor and that all of this was, like, going down was also my sorority's bid day, like, spring bid day, and I was expected to go. So I went in a little white miniskirt, like, while I was profusely bleeding and in pain and itching and on steroids, even though I was told I was supposed to be on bed rest. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. But it was so embarrassing. It was especially embarrassing that my mom knew. I did end up, like, staying in bed for 2 days, and I ended up being fine. The inner workings of a woman are wonderful, and they're meant to heal themselves from injuries just like that, so I literally was fine, but it definitely was one of the most painful experiences that I've ever been through. And it was embarrassing, too, because everyone ended up finding out about it because I have such a yapper. So I just told everyone. I was like, yeah, I have a cut on my cervix. Another story, also from freshman year. I, at the time, was hooking up with this guy on and off, and we were at a party, and we ended up, like, at some point going downstairs and sitting on a couch in the basement. We're just sitting there talking. I was like, oh, we should go home soon. We were waiting for a ride, and I ended up falling asleep on him. And then he ends up shaking me and waking me up, and he was like, Carly, Carly, wake up. Like, I have to get up. And I was like, okay. So I move over. I let him get up. And basically, there were two couches in the basement. There was one that we were sitting on, and then there was one on the other side of the room, like, across from us. He gets up and goes, I have to go to the bathroom. But instead of walking to the bathroom, he walks straight ahead to the other couch on the other side of the room and unzips his pants, pulls his pants down, and starts peeing on the fucking couch. And I'm just sitting there looking, like, watching this go down, and I was like, and then, like, people run over, like, whoever owns the house ran over and, like, grabbed him, like, started, like, beating him up. Someone at some point, like, literally picked me up and brought me to another room because he was getting the shit beat out of him and nobody wanted me to see it. So I did not end up going home with him that night. I was like, I want nothing to do with this. What did I literally just watch? What did I literally just watch? Like, what is wrong with men that they will just, like, pee anywhere? And I didn't realize that. I didn't think he was, like, that messed up or anything. I didn't think that he was at the level where he would literally pee on a couch in front of me and in front of so many other people. It was just so embarrassing. And I was like, I can't believe I see something in him. Like, what do I see in this man? And I didn't hook up with him again for a while after that. I did end up entertaining that whole relationship for, like, the next year. So, I don't know what's wrong with me. Next. Also, my freshman year of college, if you haven't caught on, I was going through it. My winter break, I went home and I went to this New Year's party. And at this New Year's party, I was socializing, I was talking to so many people, and this guy comes up to me, we're hanging out for most of the night. I, like, forget how it happened, but he ended up kissing me, and I thought he was super cute, but I come to find out, at the time I was 18, I come to find out that he was 17, and he was, like, still in high school, and I was like, oh, whatever, I don't really care, like, he's such a nice kid. He ended up asking me to hang out the following week. And I was like, sure. He was like, let's go on, like, a little date. So we went on a drive. And he was the nicest kid ever. But basically we park and he ends up telling me the story. And he goes, you know, I didn't even have my first kiss until, like, a month ago. And I was like, oh. And I'm kind of realizing during this conversation that, like, him and I were on, like, two very different levels in life. I was, like, just more mature, and going through this conversation, I'm kind of like, ooh, I think I know where this is going. And basically, he tells me that he's still a virgin, and that he's trying to lose his virginity. And to me, it kind of seemed like he really just wanted to, like, use me to lose his V-card. And I was like, you're 17. You're kind of still a child. Like, you're kind of still a child. And I was like, I'm really, like, not into this. And I just, like, felt so freaking dirty after that. And, like, the whole time, I was like, why did I do this? And, like, my friends, my home friends were absolutely clowning me. They were like, why would you, like, go on a date with this, like, 17-year-old? And I was like, no, he's nice. And then I got home from that, and I called my best friend, and I was like, I don't know why, like, I even, like, went on the date with him. And I explained the situation, and I was like, I feel dirty, I feel icky. And, of course, like, I never ended up seeing him again, but I just felt gross. Like, I was just like, this kid is literally sitting in front of me, like, practically asking me to sleep with him because he just wants to lose his virginity to some hot college girl before he goes to college. Like, I was like, this is weird. This is weird. I feel like no romantic connection here. I literally feel like you're asking me for a favor. But I called my friend after and I literally cried. I was like, this is so embarrassing. Like, I don't, what's wrong with me? Why did I, like, see any sort of potential there? But I don't know. I never saw him again. I kind of just, like, let that fizzle out. Okay. This story is really embarrassing because it actually happened to me sophomore year. I was seeing this guy, someone that I've talked about a couple times in this video. At this point, we were talking for a little while, but I kid you not, he planned, this is, like, the only, like, thing even, like, remotely close to, like, an actual date between him and I, but he was like, why don't you come over? Like, I have something that I, like, want you to watch. And I kid you not, like, this entire date was centered around me watching this guy's, like, huddle wrestling highlights. And, like, that's, like, how he got off. Like, he was like, I want this girl to watch my wrestling highlights. And he's sitting there and he's like, oh, I'm so good. And he's looking at me and he's like, I'm so good, right? And I was like, yeah. I watched his fucking wrestling highlights. I sat there. And I was like, sure, yeah, I'll just live through this, I'll just watch this. And I'm not gonna say, like, at the time I also knew, like, how kind of, like, ridiculous it was that I was actually sitting there and, like, paying mind to this, but I was like, if this is what I have to do to get something, fine, but what am I doing? Literally, what am I doing? And all my friends called me for it. They were like, I can't believe you watched his fucking wrestling highlights. Looking back, it is embarrassing. Like, what possessed me to actually just sit there and for like 20 minutes he was just going through every single video and hyping himself up, literally hyping himself up and being like, oh, it's so good. And like, at this point, this kid is probably like 21, like he's a junior, at this point he was a senior in college, and his tapes weren't from college, they were from high school. He was literally 22 years old, sitting there watching his, like, 17, 18-year-old self wrestling tapes and, like, living through it and being like, oh my god, I was so good, like, that was my prime, like, holy shit, like, look at me, like, oh my god. And how ridiculous, how pathetic. And it didn't necessarily give me the ick. Like, I kind of knew that, like, he wasn't my person per se. I still, like, hooked up with him, I think, after that, but I definitely questioned my decision. And in that moment, I knew, I was like, he's not my man. Like, he's not my next boyfriend. Like, he's just, like, here. It definitely was an interesting experience, though. This same guy, when I ended our little fling, like, I ended up getting in, like, an aggressive fight. The way I ended my relationship with this kid after a long, very eventful night at his frat was that he was, like, standing in the middle of the hallway, and in front of a lot of people, I walked up to him, and I literally grabbed him, like, by the collar of his shirt, like, practically choking him, and I looked at him in the eyes, and I said, never fucking speak to me again, I'm so sick of your shit, and I put it down, and then I walked away, and I walked out, and I've since never entered that house again. And after that, like, yeah, he called me, he messaged me, I just, like, never responded, and then I saw him again in person, and he was like, I don't understand, like, what I did to you. I was just so over it, I was so over it. There's so much more that, like, goes into that whole story and, like, the inner workings of that relationship, but that was definitely one of my most girl boss moments, was that. I was set up on a blind date one time. It was my friend's boyfriend's friend who was looking for a date to his frat formal. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. I was looking to make someone else in the same frat jealous who wasn't going to the formal. So I was like, yeah, I'll go. So I go on this blind date, and I had a great night. The guy was so sweet. But I was more looking at him as, like, a friend. And at the party, in the car, he, like, had his hand, like, on my behind. And I was like, I don't really know if I'm feeling it. But I went back to his house after we were hanging out with our friends. And at some point, I'm, like, in his room with him, just, like, sitting on the couch. And he was like, oh, like, what music do you like? Is there anything that you want me to put on? And I was like, yes, SOS, SZA, put that bitch on. And he puts on SOS, and we're talking, we're sitting on the couch, like, he's flirting with me, and, like, I wasn't necessarily feeling it, but I also, like, don't really remember, like, this entire moment. But what I do remember is that he leans in for a kiss, and I let him kiss me. I let him kiss me, and almost immediately, we stop kissing, and I go, and I, like, sat up. I was like, I don't feel so well. And I was being dead ass. Like, I was being so serious. So he goes and he gets one of, like, my best friend's boyfriend at the time, because my best friend was, like, already asleep. He gets my best friend's boyfriend, and he carries me to the bathroom, and I just start vomiting. So basically, like, the way I tell the story now is that, like, this kid kissed me, and that kiss, like, while fucking SOS by SZA is playing in the background, that kiss caused me to sit up and throw up in the bathroom. And then afterwards, he literally was like, you should stay over. Like, I don't want you to go home. And I was like, I want to go home. He didn't even walk me home. I had someone else walk me home, like, my shoes in hand. I wore my friend's slippers home. I walked all the way across campus because I was like, I want nothing to do with this. And of course I didn't. I had just thrown up. I was on the bathroom floor of a frat, so sick, after being kissed by a boy who I kind of did not want to kiss. I was like, why would I want to stay there? But that, it was silly, goofy of me. Like, all my friends were, when I told my friends that, I woke up the next day and I was like, you guys are literally gonna die. Like, he kissed me and I threw up. But I feel bad for him. He's a really nice guy. I just, like, wasn't feeling it. The next and last story that I'm gonna tell is about my freshman year sorority formal. I have told this story on my TikTok before, and it did kind of get a lot of views. It got, like, 250,000 views. So, if you've heard this before, I'm sorry. I wanted to retell the story because there was a lot of confusion in the comments about this story. But my freshman year, I was talking to this guy, and I had, like, a sorority formal coming up. If you don't know what that is, it's, like, this end of semester event party that your sorority throws, that you bring a date, and you party the night away. And this particular formal was the night before my 19th birthday. So I made the whole thing about myself, of course. And I had been really nervous to ask the current guy that I was talking to if he would go with me. And I finally asked him, and when I asked him, he was like, yeah, I'll go with you, but just so you know, like, I'm not gonna ask you to my formal because I'm not going to mine. And I was like, okay. And, like, I very blindly, like, just believed what he said. And then time comes around for his formal. And his formal basically was on the Thursday before mine. So Thursday was his, and then Friday was mine, and Saturday was my birthday. And I was scrolling through Snapchat the night of his frat's formal, and I was kind of, like, upset because a lot of my friends at the time were going because they were talking to guys in the frat or just had, like, been invited. And I was like, oh, like, I really wish he was going. Like, I really wish that I could go. And I also, at the time, even though, like, I kind of knew I wasn't going to date this guy, I kind of thought that I was the only person that he was talking to. Because he had also run his little mouth and told, like, all of our, like, mutual friends that he was obsessed with me, in love with me, like, blah, 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 when he first met me. So I was like, okay, like, he's wrapped around my finger. He's not talking to anybody else. Delusional. Literally, like, that's so delusional of me. He posted on his Snapchat story a selfie of him in his little suit with some girl. And they were, like, very obviously going to his frat formal. And this whole time, like, I had been seeing him, like, through this, like, texting him, talking to him, and he was like, I'm so excited, like, for Friday, blah, blah, blah. He took another bitch to his frat formal. after lying to me and saying that he wasn't going. And the reason why I bring this up is because I stayed with him after this. I literally kept talking to this man after this. My original plan, the morning of, I devised this, like, whole crazy plan that I was going to make him come to my room all, like, dressed up and ready to go. But I had another date. One of my friends had arranged for me to take one of, like, his best friends instead if I wanted to. And basically, like, the arrangement was I was going to talk to my current date and, like, tell him, like, you're not going, whatever. And then call this other guy and be like, okay, like, all set, like, you can come over, whatever. So basically, I had two men. I had two options, both of them in tuxes, ready to go whenever I wanted. This guy gets to my dorm, and I have him come in, and he goes, you know, I should probably, like, talk to you about last night. And I was like, yeah, I was gonna bring that up. And he tells me, he's like, oh, like, nothing's going on with this girl. I was just, like, nervous to tell you. My friends, like, wanted me to bring her because her friends were going, blah, blah, blah. Gives me this, like, whole bullshit. And I'm, like, not really having it at first. Like, I very much intended on not letting him go with me. But then by the end of the conversation, he was, like, kneeling on the floor next to me, like, close to tears, like, profusely apologizing, like, giving me puppy dog eyes. And to be honest, I was, like, kind of, I don't even want to say that, like, he gaslit me or, like, manipulated me or anything. Because he was, like, a nice guy. I kind of let him talk me into letting him still come. Which is dumb. Like, he should not. Yeah, I ended up bringing him anyway, and I called this other guy, and I was like, I'm sorry, like, he apologized, he had a valid excuse, like, whatever. And the other guy was so understanding, he was like, it's okay, like, totally get it, no worries at all. And that guy is, like, a really nice guy, I still see him around all the time. Like, what a sweetheart. But everyone in my TikTok comments were so mad that I, like, ditched the other guy. But he knew the whole situation. He knew that there was, like, there was a 50-50 chance, like, he could be going, he could not be going, because I kind of was deciding last minute based on whatever this original kid said to me and, like, what his excuse was about why he brought this other girl to formal. And in hindsight, I should have brought the new date, but I stuck with the twerp frat boy. But everything happens for a reason, and I had a good night anyway. I ended up still talking to this kid for a couple weeks after this, but obviously, like, that went down in fucking flames. Like, the whole experience was just something else. But apparently that has happened to so many people about, like, frat sorority formals. They're so toxic. I got a ton of comments and messages of girls being like, literally the same thing happened to me. I can't believe this happens to other people. So I'm glad that other people can relate, I guess. Actually, I'm not glad, because no one should be treated like that. Obviously, like, this, all these stories, I would never tolerate, like, any of this behavior ever again. Everyone has their moments, everyone makes mistakes. I was totally not the person that I am today. And looking back in hindsight, I'm just like, oh my god, there were so many things that I would have done differently. I'm gonna have to wrap this up, because I've been recording for almost an hour now, but I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to me up today. I hope that you laughed at some of these. I hope that these stories made you feel better about some embarrassing stuff that's maybe happened to you while dating. Normalize dating being so awkward and icky and embarrassing, because 90% of the time, that's what it is. And I truly, like, had so many terrible experiences dating, but they were all so worth it, because in the end, I found my boyfriend, and him and I have been dating for a year now. I'm so in love with him. He is one of the best things that's ever happened to me, and I just couldn't be happier. And every time I think about stories like these, I just laugh, because none of them matter to me anymore. And that's just, it's just a great feeling, honestly. It also just reminds me of how much I've changed as a person, because, like I said, I would never let any of this shit happen to me or anyone close to me today. So I hope you guys can learn from my mistakes. I love you guys so much. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Subscribe, rate, comment, follow, all those things, whatever. I love you guys so much, and I will see you next week!